Here is an example of a possible health center balance sheet. It is included as a sample that will help us further explore the balance sheet components and what to look for. Notice in this example, the fiscal year end is December 31st, as noted on the top. Let's discuss some of the individual line items of our example balance sheet. Typically, the first asset listed is cash and cash equivalents. Some would argue that this is the most important asset the health center has. Understanding the cash position of the health center is important as employees, vendors, all expect to be paid on a regular basis. Cash equivalents is a term that is used to note assets that are very similar to cash. For example, certain money market accounts or certificates of deposit. These cash equivalents must be easily converted to cash to be considered cash equivalents. The next asset listed after cash on our balance sheet is patient accounts receivable. Patient accounts receivable represents the amount owed to the health center for medical, dental, or other services rendered to its patients. This is a very important line for the health center, but can be complex to determine the correct amount to record on the balance sheet. This asset is recorded by staff on a net basis, which means it represents the expected cash collections from unpaid patient services as of the balance sheet date, as opposed to all amounts that are owed to the health center as of the balance sheet date. This estimate can be very complex as the health center receives different amounts from patients or insurance companies based on the insurance the patient has or what sliding fee level the patient qualifies for.